Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that augmenting healthcare infrastructure to ensure citizens' well-being is government's priority. Launches multiple health sector projects on occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Prime Minister says government is committed to provide maximum employment opportunities to youth. Filing of nominations ends for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand. 12 people killed in a road accident in Sikar district of Rajasthan. Israel bans United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees from operating in the country. And in women's ODI cricket, India beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Ahmedabad to clinch 3-match series 2-1. Indian batter Smriti Mandhana scores century. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that augmenting the healthcare infrastructure is the government's priority as the nation's progress accelerates when its citizens are healthier. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day.
जिस देश के नागरिक जितने स्वस्थ होंगे उस देश की प्रगति की गति भी तेज होगी। इस सोच के साथ अपने नागरिकों के स्वास्थ्य को प्राथमिकता देते हुए केंद्र सरकार ने स्वास्थ्य नीति के 5 स्तंभ तय किए हैं। पहला प्रिवेंटिव हेल्थ केयर, दूसरा समय पर बीमारी की जांच, तीसरा मुफ्त और सस्ता इलाज, सस्ती दवाएं, चौथा छोटे शहरों में अच्छा इलाज, डॉक्टरों की कमी दूर करना और पांचवा स्वास्थ्य सेवा में टेक्नोलॉजी का विस्तार.
Mr. Modi emphasized that to overcome the despair of the poor, the government introduced the Ayushman Bharat Yojana, where it is bearing the cost of hospitalization of the poor up to 5 lakh rupees. Expressing satisfaction on the expansion of this scheme, Mr. Modi said that every elderly person was looking forward to it, as those above 70 years of age in the country will get free treatment in the hospital by an Ayushman Vaya Vandana card. Reiterating the government's priority to reduce the cost of treatment, the Prime Minister mentioned the launch of more than 14,000 PM Jan Aushadhi Kendra across the country, where medicines are available at an 80% discount. He highlighted that over 2 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been established across the country to facilitate early diagnosis and treatment.
अगर कोई बीमार होता है तो उसे जल्दी जांच की सुविधा मिले, जल्दी इलाज शुरू हो सके, इसके लिए देश भर में 2 लाख से ज्यादा आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर खोले गए हैं. आज इन आरोग्य मंदिरों पर करोड़ों लोगों की कैंसर, ब्लड प्रेशर, डायबिटीज जैसी बीमारियों की आसानी से जांच हो पा रही है. आसानी से जांच की वजह से लोगों का इलाज भी समय पर शुरू हो रहा है और समय पर शुरू हुआ इलाज भी लोगों के पैसे बचा रहा है.
The Prime Minister also underscored the importance of validating traditional herbs through high-impact scientific studies. He said the success of Ayush is transforming not only the health sector, but also the economy. Mr. Modi informed that the Ayush manufacturing sector has grown from $3 billion in 2014 to nearly $24 billion today in just 10 years. He added that over 900 Ayush startups are now operational in India, creating new opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said, "The government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles." He said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi asserted the government is committed to providing maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth.
नए इंडस्ट्रियल शहर बनाए जा रहे हैं, पानी की पाइपलाइन, गैस की पाइपलाइनें बिछाई जा रही है, बड़ी संख्या में स्कूल, कॉलेज, यूनिवर्सिटी खोले जा रहे हैं। इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर पैसे खर्च कर सरकार लॉजिस्टिक्स की लागत कम करने की कोशिश कर रही है। इन सारे कामों से देश के लोगों को सुविधा तो मिल ही रही है, लेकिन साथ साथ करोड़ों की संख्या में रोजगार के भी नए मौके बन रहे हैं।
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has reiterated that the government is working to reduce defense imports by promoting self-reliance in the defense sector. He said that the country is witnessing innovation, technology development, and an increased pace of research and development. Mr. Singh was speaking during the third edition of the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Seminar, Swavalamban 2024, today.
सिर्फ पब्लिक सेक्टर ही भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए प्रयासरत नहीं है, बल्कि प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भी उतनी ही बड़ी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है। और मैं तो यह मानता हूं कि यह प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भूमिका और आगे तेजी से बढ़ने वाली है। हमारी सरकार ने डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रियल इकोसिस्टम में प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भागीदारी को मजबूत करने का भरपूर प्रयास किया है। इसी तरह हमारे डीपीएसओ आत्मनिर्भरता के लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करने की दिशा में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं।
The third edition of the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Seminar, Swavalamban 2024, culminated today. It was aimed at promoting innovation and indigenization endeavors of the Indian Navy. Over 115 companies and startups participated in Swavalamban 2024, showcasing products of niche technologies. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Vice Admiral Tarun Sopthi said that in the exhibition, many of the products are those for which contracts have been signed.
The main difference is that the whole ecosystem is now maturing. We started this in 2022 and it was new. We were also discovering things. The startups and the MSMEs were also discovering many new things. It was a new idea, and over the period of 22 to 24, we have moved from ideas to products. And today what you see in the exhibition, many of these products are those for which contracts have been signed, for those for which acceptance or necessity has been granted. And therefore we find that there is a maturity of the whole system.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addressed the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today. At the conference, Dr. Jaishankar discussed the intricacies of current geopolitics, including its challenges, possibilities, and opportunities. The minister urged that a more whole-of-the-government approach is needed to effectively advance national security. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The filing of nomination papers for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand ended this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in the two states will be taken up tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. More from our correspondent.
Scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till 1st of November. In the first phase, after scrutiny of papers yesterday, 743 candidates remain in the fray. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature in the first phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 13th of November. Meanwhile, illegal materials and cash worth over 86 crore 32 lakh rupees have been seized so far from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly polls. 20 FIRs have been lodged for violation of the Model Code of Conduct. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Swati Rakheja for Akashvani News.
Polling for by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. Voting for by-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on the 20th of November. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand along with by-polls in different states will be held on the 23rd of November. The Election Commission has rejected allegations levelled by Congress in connection with irregularities in the Haryana Assembly polls, terming them baseless. In a letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, the Commission cautioned the party and other political parties against unfounded and sensational complaints at sensitive junctures like polling and counting days. The poll body highlighted that such irresponsible allegations can lead to public unrest, turbulence and chaos. It further called upon the Congress to refrain from making baseless allegations after elections. It called out the party for raising smoke of generic doubts when faced with inconvenient electoral outcomes. 12 people were killed and more than 25 others injured in a road accident in the Sikar district of Rajasthan this afternoon. A private bus full of passengers was travelling from Salasar to Nawalgarh when the mishap occurred. The driver of the bus lost control of the vehicle, after which it collided with a culvert in Lakshmangarh. Inspector General of Police of Sikar Range, Satendra Chaudhary, said some of the injured have been referred to Jaipur, while other injured are being treated in Sikar Hospital. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi. The event was organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was born on the 31st of October, 1875. We have a report.
The Union Home Minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has worked to keep the memory of Sardar Patel alive by installing the world's tallest statue in Gujarat. The government had decided to organize the event today instead of 31st October because of Diwali. On Thursday, the Prime Minister will offer floral tribute to Sardar Patel at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar Kevdia in Gujarat, which will be followed by Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations. He will administer the Ekta Divas pledge and witness Ekta Divas parade, which will comprise 16 marching contingents from 9 states and 1 UT police, 4 central armed police forces, NCC and a marching band. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Dhanteras is being celebrated with great enthusiasm across the country today. This festival marks the beginning of a series of celebrations leading to the festival of Diwali. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is expected to be much more grand, with Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh earthen lamps or diyas along the banks of the Sarayu River. Preparations are on in full swing for the grand Deepotsav celebrations tomorrow evening in Ayodhya. The whole city is being decorated for the event. Israel Parliament Knesset has passed a law banning the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, for Palestinian refugees in the Near East from operating in Israel. The new law, supported by 92 out of 120 Parliament members, was enacted despite opposition from the US and several European countries. It prohibits UNRWA from having any representation, providing services, or conducting activities within Israel's territory. In a social media post, Commissioner General of UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, said the vote by the Israel Parliament against UNRWA is unprecedented and sets a dangerous precedent. In women's ODI cricket, India clinched the three-match series 2-1 against New Zealand as hosts defeated the Kiwis by 6 wickets in the final match in Ahmedabad this evening. Riding on Smriti Mandhana's century, India comfortably surpassed the target of 233 runs, scoring 236 for 4 wickets in 44.2 overs. Mandhana scored 100 runs off 122 balls. Earlier, electing to bat first, New Zealand scored 232 runs with the help of Brooke Halliday's 86 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that augmenting healthcare infrastructure to ensure citizens' well-being is government's priority, launches multiple health sector projects on occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Prime Minister says government is committed to provide maximum employment opportunities to youth. Filing of nominations ends for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand. 12 people killed in a road accident in Sikar district of Rajasthan. Israel bans United Nations Relief and Works Agencies for Palestine refugees from operating in the country. And in women's ODI cricket, India beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Ahmedabad to clinch the three-match series 2-1. Indian batter Smriti Mandhana scores a century. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.